For the past few days, we've been picking fruits of the Spirit and looking a little deeper into God's Word about these fruits. Well, today is part three, and we're going to explore the fruit of faithfulness. I wonder what comes to your mind when you think about this word, faithfulness. In the Greek language, it means persuasion, credence, moral conviction of religious truth, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation. It also means assurance and belief. Now let's just stop a minute and think about this. We are to live lives walking in the Spirit that demonstrate we rely on Christ for salvation. Our lives should also demonstrate that we have moral convictions based on God's truth and that we have complete assurance that what we believe is true. You see, this word faithfulness does not just mean we believe there's a God and that Jesus is His Son. Even Satan believes that. This word faithfulness changes everything about how we live our lives. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Let's don't miss the fact that faithfulness is boldness. It's being sure and certain. We are called into a bold relationship with our Creator, a relationship that transforms us to live lives completely sold out for Jesus because we are sure He is who He says He is. Are you living a bold life for Christ? Do you completely rely on Him as you display moral conviction in your life? Do you have real assurance that He is who He says He is? Let's ask God to help us be courageous and to boldly display the fruit of faithfulness in our own lives. Thanks for listening.